And good morning. About 13 minutes after the 9 o'clock hour, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're joining in with us here on AM 690 KGGF as we've got the Chamber Director of the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook, here in studio. Candy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Well, I'll tell you what, big shout out to you, the city of Coffeyville, everybody involved. Last Saturday was, first of all, it was a lot of fun. I don't know logistically how you guys, it seemed like it went off without a hitch, but how'd it go for you? I know you were running around a million miles an hour.
It was a little crazy for me personally, but it was amazing. We kept waiting for the rain to come, and it never did, thankfully.
We got to watch the storm pass us, even.
I know.
It just went right over Nowata. It's like, there it goes.
It was like, nope, we're going to miss you. So it was amazing. We estimated about 2,000 people throughout the day
Good.
And night. Our downtown stores said this is the biggest year times three that they've had.
Really?
Yeah, several of the restaurants were just overflowing. The vendors said that they had a really big year. I mean, it was a great day for them, and just the community just loved it. I mean, like I said, it was a really, really, really great day, and we're glad that we were able to pull it off.
Absolutely. Well, and you got to love to see the community behind it, because maybe it's something in even next summer, and we don't have to call it the 150th celebration, maybe just the downtown mm-hmm. hangout or mm-hmm. something like that. Vendors
yeah.
and whichever, but if you get the community support behind it, these are the types of events that could continue to happen. I love the vendors, the music, I mean,
yeah.
And then all the 9th Street shops, I'm sure were hopping all day,
yes,
too.
Yes, they were. I mean, with the tournament going on down 9th Street, I mean, there were just so many different activities that I kept everybody busy, and they loved it. And the kids loved the little Cessna plane that was there. They loved
and that water fountain.
Oh my gosh!
I'll tell you
yes.
what, they were all over the water fountain. It was hilarious.
The adults would have loved that because we were a little warm, but we decided not to.
Yeah.
So it was a great day. You know, the only thing is that music-wise, we had some of the best musicians. I mean, the bands were phenomenal, and they did a great job. But we didn't have much of a turnout, you know, towards later in the day and the evening for the
bands. I did notice that. It was right as noon hit, the vendors opened up, it was just a bum rush of people. I mean, there
yeah.
was a lot of people down there. And then, like you said, they kind of filed in and out.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of they were kind of over by the vendors, but you're right. I kind of did notice that kind of late in the night. But
and I find that interesting because on the reawakening survey, that was the number one thing that people
said music.
They wanted to have music. And I was like, okay, Earl, here we might do this again sometime. And if we do, we need you to support the bands.
Absolutely.
Absolutely have to come out and see all them if we want to keep having that. So, but otherwise, phenomenal day. I loved it.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. And again, you need the community support as well as the support of the acts that we have there. So
mm-hmm.
we got to get out and support them in order for them to come back and want to do it as well. So again, big shout out to you guys, the city, everybody. It was a big fun day. So
yeah,
well,
awesome.
Now, do you have some time to breathe finally, at least? I mean, my goodness, is it not as chaotic?
For a moment, we're actually gearing up because it's fair and rodeo season.
That's
now.
Right. That's right.
So Friday is the one-day sale. So for everybody that likes to, you know, get in on those good deals, get the fun pass for, I think it's only $27.
Nice.
With the fees and everything. But yeah, Friday's the day. Come in the chamber. We'll have tickets on sale, and then fair will be just around the corner.
Good deal. Good deal.
It.
Well, speaking of downtown, that's where you guys were at this morning, right? The reawakening headquarters?
Yeah, we were at the headquarters, and it was hosted by Rotary, Coffeyville Rotary Club. And always great to find out about some of the groups that we have in town and what they do. And Rotary's one that's really a service organization, very big internationally. They do a lot of great good in the world. But locally, our Rotary is super involved in the community. Just a few of the projects that they've done. For example, they started Cedar Bluff Camp and got that going. And there's a group that runs it now, but they still help out all the time out there, and we try to sponsor things for them. They sponsor events at the Fair and Rodeo, bell ringing for the Salvation Army every year. Rotary does that. One of the neat projects they do is they buy dictionaries and give it to every third grader and fifth grader in all of the communities here in the county. And so you would think in the digital age, people are like, I don't know dictionaries, but the kids love them. The teachers love them. They said they use them all year long. So that's kind of a neat little thing that they do that's kind of cool.
You know, and you say that, and we take it to kids now that are born with an iPad in their hands or whichever. Maybe
mm-hmm.
it is kind of cool for them to feel the hard copy, the hard
mm-hmm.
stock or something, because it's something different. You know, they're so accustomed to having the screen,
yeah.
maybe the phone,
yeah.
and that's how it was for all of us when it first shifted from from hard copy into the phone. It was like, oh, look at this amazing little screen. Mm-hmm. I can access everything. But maybe it is, you know, kind of cool for the kids as well. I always enjoyed just kind of going through the dictionary. I mean, it's amazing. It's astounding. I mean, the English language is a headache just to learn anyway. But seeing all of the words, it's fun. It's cool.
They really love it. So, and then, of course, they raise money every year for several groups in town. And I was part of the Mardi Gras this year, and that was awesome. And they raised money for all kinds of projects around town. But two of the big ones was helping out Boys and Girls Club with several of their programs. And then the Fair and Rodeo, they helped them purchase pins for during the showtime and stuff during the fair week. They've always had to borrow them from another town. And so it's nice to be able to have one here right here. You know, you don't have to hold it. It's right there. It's already at the fairgrounds. So Mardi Gras and the Rotary Club helped sponsor that. And like I said, all kinds of other events and programs and groups that they sponsor throughout the year. But it's a really, really awesome group. And so they were just wanting to share it with everybody and let everybody know what they were doing. So other things going on, of course, John Leonard was with us today. So that was awesome. And announcing the auction, which I can't believe is already here.
I know.
So Saturday.
From one Saturday to the next, it seems at this
right.
point.
So Saturday's the auction, 9 a.m. Lots of great stuff. So make sure you stop by for that. Mark Hall from the city gave some great updates. A lot of questions in town about what's the National Guard still doing here? Hmm. You know, there's this fear.
I've seen them parked over there at CCC.
What are they doing? And actually, it's a great thing what they're doing. They just stuck around because they're helping to watch the levee and making sure it's got good integrity, that it's strong. They're just testing it. They're just making sure that it's perfect. So, if, you know, God forbid, anything would ever happen in the future, we're planned and we're ready to go. So that's all they're doing. It's just sticking around just to make sure everything's really well and working very well.
You can appreciate the extensiveness of that as well. I mean, it's a lot of public safety concerning behind it. So, you know, I'd appreciate them sticking around instead of us having to call them in 3 to 4 days, whatever it
right.
be, you know, could potentially, again, God forbid that ever happens. But have them, you know, do the job well,
let's
and then have them get on their way safely.
Be, you know, proactive, you know. Yeah. They don't need to wait until something happens. Let's make sure that everything's strong. Same with CVR. I was at a meeting last night with them, and same thing. They've been working really hard the last few weeks, just making sure that if anything were to ever happen, they would ensure the integrity of their plant and making sure it's safe and it's, you know, not in the water. So they've been working really hard to make sure everything's perfect.
Good.
But Mark did say that the dams are releasing more water over the next couple weeks. But because our levee has dropped so dramatically, that even if the dams release a bunch of water, we shouldn't ever get close again. I mean,
okay.
Can't say perfectly. You know, you never can predict everything. But right now, we're sitting really well.
I mean, it's a large area over there. You may see some water running through some areas that you're not familiar with. But at the same time, that levee right there is really not going to be of concern.
Yeah.
So that's good news.
Yeah. Haley Bagwell from Midland Theater. So the movie night that they had downtown for the 150th a few weeks back was really popular and did so well that the Midland Theater stepped up and said, hey, we want to do this again. So June 28th is going to be downtown movie night, and they're playing Goonies.
Nice. Classic.
Love it. I know. It's perfect. Anne Marie, the City Aquatic Center is open. So even though we've had a lot of rain, it's finally been sunny enough to the water's slowly starting to warm up.
Thank goodness.
I still would probably be careful myself. I'm like,
Yeah, unless if it's, because like they say today, it's supposed to get up to like 89, but I don't think we'll get there. But yeah, high 80s, low 90s, heck yeah, I'm jumping into it. It doesn't matter how cold that water is, I'm jumping in at least for a second. But you know, on a cool afternoon, yeah, it'll warm up a little bit.
It'll be good. So that's open. Robin Roski from the Early Learning Center. So they are now taking enrollments for the ELC. They have 0 to 3 spots and 3 to 5 ages. So our ELC is top notch in the state. I mean, couldn't find a better place. I really could honestly say that all across Kansas. So we're lucky we have them, but this is a great time now to get enrolled. So 0 to 3 and 3 to 5, stop by and check that out. So. Scott Tapman and Peggy Still with the Reawakening. The mural, if you've noticed, is coming along. Oh, my gosh, it's looking beautiful. So we'll be seeing lots of work over that over the coming weeks. And then some other things happening down on 9th Street. They're continuing to work on fixing up houses, but there's some vacant lots on 9th Street, and they're turning them into gardens and orchards.
Oh.
So just kind of trying to inspire people to go, you know what, just because it's a vacant lot doesn't mean there's something that can't be done with it. Repurpose and not just having empty places around Coffeeville looking bad. So
yeah, and I think that's a good start as well, because then it promotes, you know, whether you want to drive or even walk there or something like that. It just kind of promotes community enactment, you know, to get out and enjoy it, or whether you live by it, something like that.
Right, yeah.
Nothing wrong with having a bed of flowers across the street instead of an empty vacant lot, you know. I'd rather take that.
Yes, it's awesome. Jamie Grant, Coffeeville Rec, Father's Day Craft is coming up June 14th. Make sure you sign up for that. And then volleyball has started, so stop out Tuesday nights and come see all the tournaments. They're having a lot of fun. Joe Brooks, Salvation Army. Joe was amazing down singing down at the 150th, and he just enjoyed the whole day. Just said he wanted to thank the community for supporting everybody so well. They do have something coming up, Christmas in July. It's on July 20th, and they'll be doing some bell ringing, and they need volunteers. So if you're a group in town looking for some volunteer hours, make sure to contact the Salvation Army.
What a showman he was. I'll tell you what. Like, yeah, he got the crowd interacted. I'll tell you. I mean, old Joe Brooks up there waving his hands. He was getting animated. I mean, what a showman. I loved
it. Well, because it's genuine with him.
Yeah.
He just loves Coffeeville. I mean,
Well, and you could really tell, you know, when he got off the stage the second time when he did his Coffeeville dedicated song.
Yeah.
You know, he was really passionate about it. So.
Yeah, he really loves it. Ken Andrews from Gators Window Cleaning and Pressure Washing. So all the rain finally gone, but now all of our houses and our windows are just filthy.
Yuck.
And you would think they wouldn't be because of the rain, but no, it brings in dust and everything else. And anyway, he is happy. He said, you know, not everybody likes to do windows. He goes, but I do. And I said, you really like it? He goes, no, I really do like it. So he'll come out to your house or your business and help you get all prettied up for the summer. Haley O'Connor, USD 445, is announcing already enrollment dates, and I told her, wait a minute, I got to enjoy my summer first.
I was going to say, didn't we just get into summertime, and now you're breaking the
I know, made me sad. But she wanted to make sure we had it on the calendar for everybody. So July 31st, 7 to 4, and then August 1st from 10 to 7 is then we'll be doing enrollment for this next year.
Phew, at least it's a good solid month and a half.
Yeah, we got a little
almost
time.
Almost 2 months, yeah.
Leanne Eggers from Public Library. A couple exciting things, but one, their summer reading kickoff is starting tomorrow at 1 p.m. Check out on Facebook or the website for more details. And then they're having an escape room coming.
Those are fun.
Yeah, June 14th and 15th. You can go in and have fun with that. Make sure if it's a small child, you have enough adult would probably be good to help with that. But no, it's going to be fun.
I had a friend who, unbeknownst to me before we went in there, was very claustrophobic. So we got to really figure out the true colors of argument style.
Yeah.
And I don't want to make it sound that bad, but at the same time, it takes a lot of teamwork, and you have to be able to calmly put together and devise a plan to get out. And he wanted out. And, you know, you got to be patient. You got to combine your minds. And they're a lot of fun. They are a lot of fun. I've gone with my girlfriend a little date night. That's a great option as well.
Yeah.
I think kids would really enjoy it. But anybody that doesn't like to be confined in a single space for a period of time, tell you what, you're going to have your skills flexed.
Yeah.
You're going to have your skills flexed with one of those.
Oh, that's
still
funny.
Fun, though.
It is a lot of fun. They're great. I'm glad they're doing that. Lisa Brookover. So Our Town Play is coming up this Friday, and it'll be at the Presbyterian Church. And then there's going to be a park cleanup day on June 29th. More details coming soon, but you'll meet at City Hall, and then they're going to go out and clean up two or three of the parks here in town.
I was going to ask if it's a specific one, or are they separating teams? So.
They've got at least two parks, and if they have enough volunteers, they might end up doing some more stuff on a third park.
Nice.
So, but that'll be a good day. Tamara from the Sunflower Shop, as I mentioned earlier, they wanted to give a shout out because they said it was the biggest day of the year times three for them.
Wow.
So it was a great day. They loved it. Keep coming, everybody. Today's special is a grilled meatloaf sandwich.
Ooh.
Kind of interesting, huh? Yeah.
I know.
So, and then also they've been working on their back room. They've moved out some of the resale items, and they're bringing in some pottery from a kind of a popular artist. And so that'll be coming soon. More details. Sonia Larimore from Windsor Place. Rooms are available. So you know anybody that's needing some assisted living, they have a couple spots open right now. So give them a call. And then she was so sweet today. She gave a shout out to the chamber. We have 17 new members so far this year, which is probably one of our highest numbers that we've had just in the first half of the year. And so I attribute that to the growth of our town. I mean, people want to be sad that Coffeeville's not the way it was 25 years ago, and it's never going to be the same. but we're growing. We're doing some things, and I see some potential over the next couple of years. This reawakening and the 150th and everything's just coming together at the right time. But yeah, 17 new businesses, so that was exciting.
Yeah, well, you make a great point that people shouldn't get accustomed to is it's never going to be the same. There's nothing wrong with changing the ways and getting it to, you know, getting it to prosper how it was back then. But at the same time, it's never going to be the same, and that's okay. You just got to evolve with it and, you know, make the changes. And it does take dedication, so it's going to take some time to get there. But if we keep up with this attitude, I mean, this 1 year that I have lived and worked down here, what a progressive step that I have seen, even just to the you know, calendar year that I've been here. If we continue this, you know, next 5, 10 years, something like that, and decades on, hey, Coffeyville, we'll be right back there.
We are, and we're, and there's a lot of good groups. It's all working together to make that happen. So, Chamber being one of them, we're just, you know, really glad that everybody's jumping on board and being a part of it. So, Craig Carell and the Chamber both are hosting a community conversations. With early education, and that's July 1st. Really want to make sure everybody's invited out for that because it's going to impact you. We're learning, A, what have we done right on early learning here in Coffeyville, but also B, what can we do and what can we do to change maybe some of our challenges. Daycare is a big challenge, not just in Coffeyville, but a lot of communities. You just don't see as many daycares out there and early learning centers. And so how can we continue to grow, whether it's the ELC or to grow other daycares in town so that our parents have some place to bring the kiddos and in a place that you trust, you know, that's, you know, helping the kids and helping them learn and be prepared for kindergarten. So anyway, July 1st, we're wanting everybody to come out for that so that we can learn a little bit more about what the community needs are. So Sam from Visit Coffeyville. So the fire, the state fire convention is here in town right now. This week they're having a conference, and so there's lots of firemen in town. So we want to welcome them and put on our smiling, welcoming faces for them. So
that's pretty neat.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, you're talking about a state conference, and for them to come to Coffeyville, that's I like that. I mean, I'm telling you, we've got a good community. A lot of places want to come here. So.
We are certainly on the map. You know, we may be nestled away a couple of hours from a major metro area, but we are certainly on the map.
We are. Yvonne Hall from CCC, they are closed on Fridays this summer. I used to work there. I kind of missed that part. I'm like, oh, Fridays.
Yes, Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays. Yay.
But they do have some summer classes still going on Fridays, and the students still have to go. So make sure you send your students. They have summer theater coming up soon, and it's going to be on the junior version of Frozen.
Cool.
So that'll be fun. Yeah. So be looking for that. And then the Raven View is getting ready to come out at the end of this month. So be looking in your boxes for that. And I think that was only two quick things I had left is, we talked earlier just about 150th being successful and having some more things in the future. And we are looking at the possibility of, can we sustain something every year? And we may do that. But I do have a festival that we are working on in the fall that we want to invite people to. We were trying to make sure it was going to come together, and I think it is. So it's still early planning stages, but we're looking at having a beer fest in October. So that'll be fun, and we'll have beer, we'll have wine, and some other things, and food, and just be a great day to, again, come downtown and enjoy Coffeyville. So.
Yeah, well, and that you signed me up right there with that one, no doubt about. But this is, you know, I was talking about it the other day with Matt, I think. It kind of takes me back home. Fort Collins does a great job with these downtown little areas. They'll, they'll close off a block of it, and to the point now, to where they've been doing it years and years and years, they have this huge festival every year called New West Fest. And I mean, it brings people in nationally, internationally, and but by all means, I'm not saying in the next 5 to 10 years that's what we can expect in downtown Coffeyville, but at the same time, man, I miss that. I miss the interactiveness that you can have with your community members, as well as the downtown area. So, but we all as citizens have to realize that we got to go, you know.
You got to go,
If we're demanding it, then we got to go.
Right. So now, you wanted movie nights, we got some movie nights, and now we're going to try to have some more downtown activities, and we'll just see where it takes us. So I'm excited for this year, though.
Absolutely.
And I think that was all the good stuff from CNN today.
Good deal. Well, we'll check in after the CNN meeting next Wednesday, as well as, again, with Chamber Director of the Chamber of Commerce here in Coffeyville, Candy Westbrook. Candy, thanks so much. We'll check in with you in a week.
All right. Thanks, Sam.
Some ID 690 KGGF.